Night, night. Relax. Today I'm going to go over one of the most obvious and simple of the mid-range hypnotic phenomena. Hallucinatory sensation with an erotic twitch. I mean twist. Well, you'll see. Relax your body. Helps if you loosen your clothing or get naked, but when the moment comes, your body will be taking care of all of it, even if your hands are off to the side. Relax. Hear my voice. And focus on the way your nerve endings are configured below. In particular, it is possible to get a small, or possibly larger, depending on your training and your practice, tingling, pulsing sensation by clenching your ass and squeezing the muscles behind your cock at the same time. I talk about this when we do hands-free orgasm, sure. But there's a more appropriate visualization that I personally favor. Clench your ass and squeeze the muscles behind your cock at the same time. It's a kind of pulsing movement. And when you think about it, you can make it happen. There's just that momentary heated thrill. It's small on its own. It would take a lot of effort to get off from it, or at least a very long time, or some external stimulation like an anal play toy or a cock sleeve or someone playing with your nipples, sitting on your face, rubbing themselves against you, whatsoever you can think of, all sorts of stimuli. But I think there's one image that particularly fits this small phenomenon of squeezing your ass and the muscles behind your cock at the same time, this momentary pulling up inside your body that sends pleasure to your brain. I think suction is the most appropriate. The idea of something clasped around your cock, perhaps paired with something slid into your rear if that's your thing, but all it requires is that you clench your ass, same way you would if you were just trying to squeeze every muscle down there. There's at least a slight pleasure-reward sensation, because the musculature involved in orgasm is inadvertently implicated. So let's talk about suction and images, and the way that any time you're always just one squeeze of the muscles in your ass and behind your cock, away from pleasure. If you did it enough, who knows what might happen. If you were conditioned to do it in response to a number, a count, a finger snap, a command, with a little bit of sensual encouragement too, well, who knows what we might get up to. Relaxation is key. The closing of your eyes, the deepening of your breath. Because we're only making one part of your body do any work, the rest of you is allowed to relax. And you know that orgasmic, spasming paroxysm is relaxing in its own way. And so is a little spike of arousal in the back of your brain. So we're going to talk about suction. We're going to talk about potential and build-up and all the little things you can do to the nerve endings in your body by thinking about it and contracting a few muscles in the pelvic floor, behind your cock, in your ass, that squeeze of it all. So let's talk. And realize, although it may have been obvious from my tone, I've been kind of doing the same the whole time. Once you've gotten used to doing it, well, it's a little too easy to slip in the habit of just giving yourself a few quick shots of pleasure. That pulse feels pretty good. And I visualize the same things I'm about to describe to you because, well, I do like a little bit of machine and device predicament bondage. With that imagery in mind, relax, listen, sink, drift. Feel the space between your legs throbbing. Now relax. I need you to build up some energy there and let those muscles get rid of any fatigue you picked up in the last minute or so doing what I talked about. You're going to need some energy to do it over and over, in time with my descriptions, in time with my incitements, and if you happen to come at any point, or I suppose if you break down and can't hold out any longer and have to touch yourself, I guess that's all right. Just make sure that when you do come, your ass is clenching and so are the muscles behind your cock. See if you can make yourself squirt further by tightening up like that, or at least more. Either way, relax. Warm hands gripping your cock, exploring it, finding the space at the base and rubbing along the balls, finding the space behind it, applying a little pressure to show you where the muscles you are squeezing are, maybe gripping your ass to encourage it to clench. Gotta get the feeling right. When the tip of your cock drips just from the squeeze, you'll know you've reached the right level of intensity. It may take some practice, but those muscles are good and often neglected. It can make the orgasm a little more intense. Listen. Relax. Squeeze your buttocks and the muscles behind your cock, the ones that make it stand right up, or slap in your belly if you hold those muscles squeezing tight enough. It can be fatiguing, but trust me, the reward is really good. If you're fucking, thrusting, sliding inside of somebody, you can clench those muscles to make your cock hit the front of the body where the G-spot is. Just squeeze and it'll slap right up and curve, hitting the spot just a few inches inside. And then when you fuck, your curved tip will hit it. Even if your cock's more or less straight, you can still get that angle by squeezing those muscles. That should be incentive enough, even if one of the side effects is you're probably going to come from squeezing and squeezing. But fucking and squeezing and sexual technique are for another day. The tip of your cock massaged. Clench your ass, squeeze the muscles at the base of your cock. Rubbing pre-cum into the tip, get it all lubed up. Grip a suction cup, apply more lubricant. My personal favorite is coconut oil. Rub it inside of a suckling vacuum sleeve and all over your dick, fingers moving up and down, jerking you off a little, sliding the suction cup over the tip and down. Feel it encapsulating the squeezing walls, pulling it in, comfortable with soft interior, but you know it can squeeze tight. You see the pneumatic hose at the tip, the attachment that could be used to milk. Yeah, that's the image I like the most. An automatic machine-driven suction cup. Because you see, what they do is, they seize and grip and pulse, then they relax and release. Seize and grip and pulse, then they relax and release. Same as the kind of internal motion I'm encouraging you to learn. An image match made in heaven, even if I'm going to add a few more images on top. Now, if you do that movement too much, you can feel how inside of your body, it can get a little tired. So let's add a beneficial side effect. When you squeeze your body like that, when you feel that pump of pleasure being pumped up into your brain, it slowly makes the rest of your body, the parts of you that aren't you, your length being sucked, being trained, being drained. Every other part of you gets really relaxed, really chill, easing down. Let your whole body do that. The parts that don't have to squeeze and pump and pulse, the parts unaffected by suction, can be affected instead by a comfortable ease, a pure relaxation pump, a suction pump around your length, fastened at the tip, and then around the sides, a warm, yielding, lubricated, squeezing sheath all around you. But there's some space at the tip, almost like you can feel air flowing across the tip of your cock. Heated, weighed down with the need from your length and the heat it's putting off. Maybe that's why all the air flowing across it feels simultaneously refreshing and like a cloyingly sexual caress. Let that sheath encapsulate your cock And imagine that at the tip, there's a little hose running off, you don't know where, somewhere else. It might remind you of something. That industrial milking that I've discussed in other files and that many have seen. But while in that case it may be used to remove milk from breasts, in this case the cock sheath is going to pull. Yeah, remember how I said that there were little bursts of pleasure when you clench up inside your body, when you squeeze up inside your body, when you evoke the suction from within your form and make all the muscles at the base of your cock and all the way up to your brain, around your thighs, all the parts of you that can get sucked and jerked? Remember how I said it was similar to a certain mechanical process? Well, the way you bring bursts of pleasure in fits and starts like that. It's very similar to how a milker works, where it just judders pneumatic pressure to suction that sheath right down. Indeed, it's sealing at the base of your cock, as tight as a cock ring, but you know it would permit enough cum for you to squirt, and the hose at the end serves two functions. If you squirted your cum right now, it would be sucked away. Suction. Squeezing, pulsing. But the way that sheath surrounds your cock is also enough to pull on it. When you jerk your cock, or when someone else jerks your cock, they're really influencing parts deep inside your body. That skin around the outside of your cock is wrapped around that engorged, sensitive matter within, very similar to a clitoris in a woman. But in your case, it's bigger, so it's a little less sensitive. But there's that bigger part inside of you. A clit is like that too, by the way. It gets influenced by the external sensations, but there's really a lot more of it under the surface, like an iceberg. So the maneuver I'm inviting you to learn here is really a way of remembering that you can voluntarily clench certain auxiliary muscles that are adjacent to the internal part of your cock, the same musculature you influence when you jerk off, when your cock is jerked. Well, that pump is going to pull really hard, like a strong, powerful thrust of your cock. And because there is that padded surrounding, your brain might just be tricked into thinking it's captured not in a pneumatic vacuum-sealed pump, but instead in a wet, warm pussy or a well-lubricated hand. And that's just the nature of it. Remember, this is part of your hypnotic toolbox. This is something you can turn back to, something you can use when a hands-free orgasm or jerking off or a machined pneumatic pumping is implied around your cock. And that happens more often than you'd think in my work. So it's a skill worth learning. So I'm going to put you through the paces, slowly, methodically, continuously, just with an eye to you learning the maneuver, so that whenever you hear me say pumping or suction around your cock, you'll know just what muscles to squeeze. You'll know that you can be unconcerned about the spurting fluids that are going to come out of the tip, because they'll just get sucked away. Or they'll stick to your length, make it more lubed up, more obscene in there. And that's all right. It's what you're here for. Really, you're here to feel pleasure. So learning to explore a motion of your body, a very particularized kind of clench and squeeze, a very particularized kind of pump around your length. Learning to explore that is just you learning to have one more thing you can do when you trance out for anybody. Anytime your cock is pulsing, anytime you need to feel pleasure in it, those muscles which you are developing, strengthening, will remember the little training session here, will remember what it is to pump, pulse, suck. And it is a sucking away. And more than just your cum will spurt away, your thoughts carried away in the suction that comes right to the tip. So I will describe how a cock-milking machine would pneumatically pump, pulse that cock, make it work. How it would suck away your cum and your thoughts and make you just surrender your hips to the movement. And how you could back it up, make it more powerful, be more useful and helpful to the whole hypnotic pleasure endeavor. If you squeeze certain specific muscles in a certain pattern, growing ever more aware of your body, ever more aware of your own pulse and pump, ever more aware. Feel it now. Squeeze. Feel it now. Suck. Pulse, pull, pulling pleasure out of you, making it drift around you, covering you in the desire to just move your hips. Suction right at the tip, right down to the base. A sweet, fatiguing feeling. The rest of your body's getting tired because it feels so good to suddenly squeeze all those muscles and have them support your cock, jump your cock. The same muscles that make it throb or enable you to move it a little when it's hard, those are just igniting over and over. You might feel it in your butt a little when you squeeze. You might feel it in your belly. You might feel it right from the base of your cock to the tip. And you might feel it more as you juice. As you slowly ooze your own liquids over yourself, as you prepare to come, to squirt in the aftermath, and just let it all get sucked away and your thoughts with it. Suck. Pulse. Squeeze. All the pleasure being pulled out of you. Do it again and again. See how close you can get, how close to coming. It's all right to stimulate a little, but you're practicing so that every time, even if your arms are too weary, your legs are too lazy, your whole body's too drowsy, you can still make your cock feel good. You can still squeeze pleasure right through into it and envision the suction, greater muscular control. You should do it every day. You should practice, you should train, until eventually you're gonna feel your climaxes get stronger, and you'll need to pursue a more vivid vision of suction, of that device attached to your cock, locked right down to the base, locked in place, sucking, pulsing, pumping. This is one of the most basic hypnotic skills, but it implicates visualization. It implicates the view of yourself as subject to your own musculature, that my hypnotic influence, that my words, because you want to be deeper, you want to explore it, can be as simple as you executing something you know how to do, something tied to your body's biology, its physicality. But you really climb inside your cock when you're squeezing those muscles, when you're focusing so hard, just as if you were exercising or lifting weights, just as if you were doing something you could put all your attention into, focus upon, because it involves a little exertion. Feel your muscles tiring out, but still you squeeze again and again. Be careful. These muscles are powerful after all, but you need to give them rest now and then. It is always okay to rest the muscles behind your cock. You want it to be able to get hard and experience pump, pump suction when you need it, after all. Feel. The whole length of your cock is influenced by musculature deeper within. Those muscles aren't in your cock. Your cock only spasms and contracts when it's coming. It otherwise just gets engorged. The muscles that really prop it up are all the way back behind your cock, behind your balls, in your body. They run along the sides, and when you clench your ass or squeeze those belly muscles and envision that suction pulsing, pumping, pumping, well, that all happens inside your body, in the part of you that's deeper within than just the surface external cock that you and I see. Squeeze. Really feel it. Let yourself really feel it. As if it were mechanistic, mechanical, the tip of the sleeve around your cock, the warm, tight, mind-numbing sleeve, is connected to a pneumatic device that will make that sleeve suck against the base of your cock, isolating it from your balls, from the rest of your body, pulling it in. The tip gets pulled, and it's just like your cock's being jerked forward, away from your body. And then when the air stops pumping, your cock relaxes and the skin snaps back toward your body, carrying a little bit of momentum with it, just like it's being jerked off but without touching it, and so you feel it more, because you are focusing on the sensation, same as you focus on that sensation inside your body. Pump, pump, pump. The real way it goes is it shudders, a hissing sound. Pump, 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 pump. Then it relaxes for a while, and you just get to feel the tingling, the spark in your cock and in your head, and then it wakes back up, pump, 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 pulling your cock multiple times, jerking it, vibrating it, shuddering it. But that's a more advanced lesson. For now, you know you can do this thing, you want to study this thing, you will hear more about the anatomy of this maneuver how to do it in the next lesson.